If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Om Sai Ram, Shri Sai Satcharitra, Chapter 21. Stories of V.H. Thakur, Anantrao Patankar, and Pandharpur Pleader. In this chapter, Hemadpar relates the stories of Vinayak Harishchandra Thakur, B.A., Anantrao Patankar of Pune, and a pleader from Pandharpur. All these stories are very interesting, which, if very carefully read and grasped, will lead the readers onto the spiritual path. Preliminary. It is a general rule that it is our good luck in the form of accumulation of merits of the past births that enables us to seek the company of saints and benefit thereby. As an illustration of this rule, Hemadpar gives us his own instance. He was a resident magistrate of Bandra, a suburb of Mumbai, for many years. A famous Muslim saint named Peer Maulana was living there, and many Hindus, Parsis, and many others who followed different religion used to go to him and take his darshan. His mujawar, that's priest, by name Yunus, pressed Hemadpar many a time for going to see him. But for one reason or the other, he was not able to see him. After many years, his turn came and he was called to Shirdi, where he was permanently enrolled in Sai Baba's darbar. Unfortunate fellows do not get such contact of the saints. It is only the fortunate ones that get it. Institution of Saints. There have been institutions of saints in this world from time immemorial. Various saints appear, incarnate themselves in various places to carry out the mission allotted to them. But though they work in different places, they are, as it were, one. They work in unison under the common authority of the Almighty Lord and know fully well what each of them is doing in his place and supplement his work where necessary. An instant illustrating this is given below. Mr. Thakur. Mr. V.H. Thakur, B.A., was a clerk in the revenue department, and he once came to a town named Vadgaon near Belgaon, that's in South Mysore country, along with a survey party. There he saw a Kanarsi saint, Appa, and bowed down before him. The saint was explaining a portion from the book Vichar Sagar of Nischal Das, a standard work on Vedanta, to the audience. When Thakur was taking his leave to go, he said to him, "You should study this book, and if you do so, your desires will be fulfilled. And when you go to the north in the discharge of your duties in future, you will come across a great saint by your fortune. And then he will show you the future path and give rest to your mind and make you happy." Then he was transferred to Junnar, where he had to go by crossing Dhane Ghat. This ghat was very steep and difficult, and no other conveyance other than a buffalo was of use in crossing it. So he had to take a buffalo ride through the ghat, which was much inconvenient to him. Thence, he was transferred on promotion to Kalyan, and there he got acquainted with Nana Sahib Sandulkar. He heard much about Sai Baba from him and wished to see him. Next day, Nana Sahib had to go to Shirdi and he asked Thakur to accompany him. He could not do so as he had to attend the Thane civil court for a civil case. So Nana Sahib went alone. Thakur went to Thane, but there the case was postponed. Then he repented for not accompanying Nana Sahib. Still, he left for Shirdi, and when he reached there, he found that Nana Sahib had left the place the previous day. Some of his other friends whom he met there took him to Baba. He saw Baba, fell at his feet, and was overjoyed. His eyes were full of tears and his hair stood on end. Then after a while, the omniscient Baba said to him, "The path of this place is not so easy as the teaching of the Kanarse Saint Appa, or even as the buffalo ride in the Dhane Ghat. In this spiritual path, you have to put in your best exertion. It is very difficult. When Thakur heard these significant words, which only he knew, he was overwhelmed with joy. He came to know that the words of the Kanarsi saint had turned true. Then joining both hands and placing his head on Baba's feet, he prayed that he should be accepted and blessed. Then Baba said, "What Appa told you was all right, but these things have to be practiced and lived. Mere reading won't do. You have to think and carry out what you read. Otherwise, it is of no use. Mere book learning without the grace of the Guru and self-realization is of no avail." The theoretical portion was read from the work Vichar Sagar by Thakur, but the practical way was shown to him at Shirdi. Another story given below will bring out this truth more forcibly. Anant Rao Patankar. One gentleman from Pune by the name Anant Rao Patankar wished to see Baba. He came to Shirdi and took Baba's darshan. His eyes were satisfied and he was much pleased. He fell at Baba's feet and after performing proper worship said to Baba, "I have read a lot, studied Vedas, Vedantas and Upanishads and heard all the Puranas. But still, I have not got any peace of mind. So I think all my readings are useless. Simple, ignorant, devout persons are better than myself. Unless the mind becomes calm, book learning is of no avail. I have heard from many people that you easily give peace of mind to so many people by your mere glance and potent words. So I have come here. Please take pity on me and bless me." Then Baba told him a parable which was as follows. Parable of 9 balls of stool. Nava Vidya Bhakti. Once a merchant came here. Before him a mare passed her stool, 9 balls of stool. The merchant, intent on his quest, spread the end of his dhotar and gathered all the 9 balls in it. And thus he got concentration, that's peace of mind. Mr. Patankar could not make out the meaning of this story. So he asked Ganesh Damodar, that is Kaka Kelkar, what does Baba mean by this? He replied, "I too do not know all that Baba says and means, but at his inspiration, I say what I come to know. The mare is God's grace, and the 9 balls of excreta are the 9 forms or types of bhakti, that is, Shravan, hearing, Kirtan, praying, Smaran, remembering, Pad Sevan, resorting to the feet, Archan, worship, Namaskar, bowing, Dasya, service, Sakhyam, friendship, Atma Nivedan, surrender of the self. These are the 9 types of bhakti. If any of these is faithfully followed, Lord Hari will be pleased and manifest himself in the home of the devotee. All the sadhanas, that is jap, vocal worship, tap, penance, yoga practice and studying the scriptures and expounding them are quite useless unless they are accompanied by bhakti, that is devotion. Knowledge of the Vedas or fame as a great jnani and mere formal bhajan, that's worship, are of no avail. What is wanted is full devotion. Consider yourself as the merchant or seeker after the truth and be anxious and eager like him to collect or cultivate the 9 types of devotion. Then you will attain stability and peace of mind. Next day, when Patankar went to Baba for salutation, he was asked whether he collected the 9 balls of stool. Then he said that he, being a poor fellow, should first be graced by Baba. Then he would be able to collect them. Then Baba blessed and comforted him, saying he would attain peace and welfare. After hearing this, Patankar became overjoyed and happy. The Pandharpur Pleader. We close this chapter with a short story showing Baba's omniscience and his using it for correcting people and setting them on the right path. Once a pleader from Pandharpur came to Shirdi, went to the masjid, saw Sai Baba, fell at his feet and without being asked, offered some dakshina, sat in a corner, eager to hear the talk that was going on. Then Baba turned his face towards him and said, "How cunning the people are. They fall at the feet, offer dakshina, but abuse behind me. Is it not amazing? This cap or remark fitted the pleader and he had to wear it or take it. None understood the remark. The pleader grasped it but kept silent. When they returned to the vada, the pleader said to Kaka Sahib Dikshit that Baba's remark was perfectly right. The dart or the remark was aimed at me. It was a hint to me that I should not indulge in reviling or scandalizing others, calling names. When the sub-judge or Munshif of Pandharpur, Mr. Noolkar, came and stayed here for the improvement of his health, a discussion about this matter was going on in the bar room at Pandharpur. It was said or discussed there, the elements from which the sub-judge suffered were ever likely to be got rid of without medicines by merely going after Sai Baba, and whether it was proper for an educated man like the sub-judge to take recourse to such methods. The sub-judge was taken to task, that is, he was criticized, as also Sai Baba. I also took part in this affair, and now Sai Baba showed the inappropriety of my conduct. This is not a rebuke to me, but a favor, a lesson that I should not indulge in any scandal or slander of others and not interfere unnecessarily in others' affairs. Shirdi is about 50 course. One course is 3 miles, that is 4.8 kilometers from Pandharpur. Still Baba, by his omniscience, knew what transpired there in the bar room. The intervening places like rivers, jungles and mountains were no bar to his all-perceiving sight, and he could see or read the hearts of all, and there was nothing secret or veiled from him. Everything, far or near, was open and clear to him, as broad as daylight. Let a man be far or near, he cannot avoid the all-pervading gaze of Sai Baba. From this incident, the pleader took the lesson that he should never speak ill of others or unnecessarily criticize. Thus, his evil tendency was completely got rid of and he was set on the right path. Though the story refers to a pleader, still it is applicable to all. All should therefore take this lesson to heart and benefit thereby. Sai Baba's greatness is unfathomable. So are his wonderful leelas. His life is also such, for he is Parabrahma, Almighty God incarnate. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace to all. Om Sai Ram.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.